Well, let's go now to the Sydney electorate, which could vote on the weekend to remove the Prime Minister's majority in the Parliament. The seat of Benelong has a high population of Chinese Australians, and a letter shared on social media is urging them to take down what it calls the far-right Liberal Party by voting against the government's candidate, John Alexander. The Labor candidate, Christina Keneally, is also calling on voters to use their ballot to send a message to the Turnbull government. Joining me now is political reporter Tom Iggledon. Tom, tell us a little more about this letter.
Well, Eleanor, we've had this letter translated by the ABC's Asia Pacific News Centre, the Chinese language experts there, and you'd have to say the contents are extremely bombastic. I'll read a few of them to you from this letter that's been shared widely on social media throughout Chinese ethnic people in Sydney. It goes as follows. The votes from Chinese voters in these areas may direct vote down Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. In our eyes, the current Liberal Coalition Party is very different from before. It's now an extreme right-wing ruling party. They are against China, against Asian migrants, against Chinese international students in broad daylight and under the table. It warns that they are pushing Australia and China's relationship to the edge of distrust, and it says all of this hurts the interests of Chinese Australians and they are not in line with the interests of Australia. So very forthright language there, Eleanor, and something language which really does reflect some of what's been in the Chinese official state-run media in mainland China. For example, the Global Times, a very well-known nationalist newspaper, there's been expressing similar sentiments, Eleanor.
Now, Tom, you say that this letter's been widely shared. Who wrote it? Where's it come from?
It has come from a Chinese student, we believe he is, who does have links to some of the front groups linked to Beijing. Exactly who wrote it, we're not sure, but certainly this person has been the source of the social media sharing of this letter. And so, again, the suspicion has to be raised that there is perhaps some influence being applied here directly from Beijing. No confirmation of that, obviously, but those linkages certainly seem to be open to question that they could be there, Eleanor.
And Tom, Labor is also accusing the Turnbull government of being China-phobic. How is all of this being received in the electorate?
Well, as you said, there is a very high percentage of ethnic Chinese people in the Benelong electorate, around 20%, which would make it the highest of any electorate in Australia. And they can sway elections and have done in the past in that seat. John Alexander's cultivation of them has helped him increase his majority in that seat each time he has contested it. But, of course, the landscape has changed quite dramatically with these allegations of Chinese political influence over the last year or so. In fact, we learned today that the Australian ambassador in Beijing was hauled into the Chinese foreign ministry over the recent new legislation proposed by the government to crack down on foreign influence, read as Chinese influence here in Canberra. Then, of course, we've had the government's pursuit of Sam Dastyari and his controversial links to a Chinese donor. Now, Labor is tapping into the unease expressed in that letter with its own line, if you like, calling the government China-phobic. And here's a little of what the Labor candidate, Christina Keneally, had to say today on the hustings.
One of the things that has alarmed the local Chinese community here in Benelong is the Prime Minister's rhetoric. And we are seeing that reflected. I'm hearing it reflected back when I'm talking to people, when I'm talking to them on the phone or on their doorsteps or indeed at Prepol. They're coming to me and sharing their concerns. Community leaders have been calling me and texting me, telling me how concerned they are.
That's Labor's candidate for Benelong, Christina Keneally. Tom, has there been any response from the government today to these allegations?
Well, the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, was speaking on Sydney Radio 2GB, which of course is another influential player in that particular part of Sydney. Now, there was a poll out today showing that the resignation of controversial Labor Senator Sam Dastyari by itself probably isn't having a huge influence on people's voting intentions across the nation, though there is widespread support for those curbing of foreign influence laws that the government has said it will introduce. Peter Dutton, though, says he doesn't think that the Labor Party's China-phobic line is going to have a big impact on the by-election there in Benelong itself. Here's what he had to say to 2GB.
My sense is that people are smarter than what Christina Keneally is giving them credit for at the moment. I think people realise that, you know, Sam Dastyari did the wrong thing. Bill Shorten couldn't even sack him. I mean, Dastyari had to go out and do this half-hearted resignation, bearing in mind that he's still pulling money from the taxpayers over Christmas, and why he hasn't just exited the parliament now.
So that's the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, bringing Sam Dastyari into the mix, speaking on Sydney Radio 2GB. Tom, Labor's Chris Bowen is the latest Labor figure to join Christina Keneally in Bennelong, and he opened up another line of attack on the government this morning. Tell us about that.
Well, that's right. Another big player in the Bennelong electorate there, of course, is Macquarie University, a quite large university. We've had front page news today on the in the Financial Review suggesting that on Monday, when the government releases its mid-year economic update, there'll be university cuts contained within that. The government's pouring a lot of cold water on that this morning, describing it as speculation. But nonetheless, here is what the Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, had to say on the hustings this morning.
The by-election is on Saturday, and the government's mid-year economic update will be on Monday. Well, how convenient. How convenient that the government has timed their mid-year economic update to come after the Bennelong by-election by a couple of days. And we know now why. Because this government is going to include in the mid-year update university cuts.
That's the Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen on the campaign trail in Bennelong, and our reporter in Canberra, Tom Eagledon, with that analysis.